Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Wave Break Podcast. We've been doing the podcast for goodness, I mean months now, since January. And it's just being able to do this podcast has been one of the most rewarding things ever. I love hearing your feedback. I love reading the reviews. It's just been an awesome experience. It's been a lot of hard work, but it's been a lot of fun. And as we get into the Black Friday, Cyber Monday season, I wanted to put together a very special episode for you guys. As you know, besides being host of this podcast, I run a company called Wavebreak. We help Shopify stores stop leaking revenue with done-for-you email marketing. And today, we've got a very, very special episode for you. Like I said, Black Friday Email Marketing 2018 edition. So I'm going to be going into strategy and specific tactics that I've learned, and I'm going to explain how I learned them, how I mastered them. But without further ado, I'm just going to hop right into it. And before we get into the strategy itself, I want to say that at some point during this podcast episode, you're going to connect with this message and you're going to realize that it's a no-brainer for your business. E-commerce, for an e-commerce company, Black Friday email marketing is just non-negotiable. But there's just one problem. Email is a time-consuming and difficult pain in the butt. That is why I started Wavebreak. We take email marketing completely off your hands while also taking it to the next level. And if you connect with this message and you want an expert to manage your email marketing for you, to take things completely off your plate when it comes to email, my invitation to you is to apply for a free one-on-one consultation with me. And you can do that by heading over to wavebreak.co. Now let's hop right into it. Listen, you know Black Friday is important. This is your biggest opportunity of the year. But without a solid email marketing strategy and execution, you're gonna come up short. You won't hit your revenue goals. Now, email is often an afterthought. And that's for a reason, right? You have so many things going on, especially during the holidays. You've got your ad spend to worry about. Customer service goes up. You get so many more customer complaints and customer service issues that you got to sort out. Just the volume of sales increases. And it's just, it's easy to go crazy, lose your mind, and just not have any time in the day, you know? And on top of that, email is a lot of work. Besides personal email, like e-commerce email marketing, and we're not talking about your personal, like, you know, Gmail, he said, she said, whatever. We're talking about email marketing, getting sales from, you know, email campaigns. Now, doing this sounds simple and it sounds straightforward, but it's actually a ton of work. You have to come up with the strategy. You have to create the emails. You have to test them. You have to make sure they send and so on. The to-do list is really endless when it comes to email. And that's if you know what you should be doing. Not knowing what to do is another huge problem. And one of the reasons why I wanted to record this episode is because nobody really talks about email and what's working with email in general. People just say, hey, pay me and I'll set it all up for you. And it's like, well, wait, what are you actually doing? And that's part of what I want to do with this podcast is like I've been doing with the abandoned cart episode and other episodes that I've done where I talk about email marketing specifically. I want to kind of demystify email. Like, it's not this big scary thing. It's actually this extremely effective marketing channel for any e-commerce business if you can master it. And I've invested thousands of dollars, not to mention all of the hours upon hours, days upon days, months upon months, creating an email marketing system that can be applied to any e-commerce store and immediately generate amazing results. And today, I'm pulling back the curtain on Black Friday email marketing strategy and execution, both strategy and execution, because without both, you won't get any results. Without strategy mirrored up to execution, well, you can't get results. Knowing what to do is great, but if you don't do anything with it, that means nothing's going to happen. You're not going to get any results. And that's super important because You want results because last year on Black Friday, Cyber Monday weekend, Shopify processed over $1 billion in sales. Yeah, from all their stores, they did over $1 billion in sales over 4 days, over Black Friday, Cyber Monday weekend. That's over $1 million in sales every single minute at its peak, which is just insane. And the best way to get your piece of the action is with email marketing. On Black Friday last year, from the same study from Shopify themselves, email had the highest conversion rate out of every other channel on Shopify. It was converting better than direct traffic. So people literally going to your store and typing in storename.com. People were converting better from email than they were from going directly to your store, which is just insane. It was converting better than search traffic. So people searching for your store who were actively intentionally searching for it, they weren't converting as well as email. And email was converting twice as high as social media. Are all of those marketing channels important? Yes, absolutely. But is email by far one of the most powerful? Well, from that statistic, it obviously is. And Black Friday alone is a big deal. This is your biggest opportunity of the year, or your bottom line will suffer. And knowing that might make you stressed, it might make you anxious, and you might think, I don't have enough time for this. Like, I have so many other things to do, or I'm not going to get the results I want, so why even try? Maybe I don't even know what to do, or I'm going to fail, or it takes forever to write an email marketing campaign. And that's all true. Those things could happen. Because if you don't have a plan for Black Friday, you're kind of screwed. The numbers won't be as good as they could have been, and you're going to leave tens of thousands of dollars on the table, maybe even hundreds of thousands of dollars on the table, depending on how big your business is. If you don't want to miss out on that revenue, apply for a one-on-one consultation with me. Go to wavebreak.co and click the schedule a call button. We'll hop on a call, no obligation, and talk about how you can take your email marketing to the next level while also taking it off your plate. Now, speaking about Wavebreak, at Wavebreak, I've created the most reliable email marketing system for e-commerce brands. It's called the Wavebreak Method. And today I'm going to be revealing the exact Black Friday email strategy framework that we use on our own clients without holding anything back. So without further ado, let's hop into part one, nurture. This is very important. You want to be nurturing your email list as soon as possible. You don't want people to just randomly get an email from you. You want them to be engaged with your emails already. About a week or so before the sale, I like to send an email letting people know a sale is coming. And if you do this really well, you'll get emails from people on the day of your sale asking, "Hey, I didn't get the link. Did you send it yet? Did you send the link? Hey, is today the sale? I thought today was going to be the sale. Where's the sale?" You're going to get these people who are very excited. They're so excited just to get the link, let alone purchase. Like, they want to purchase so bad, they're literally asking for the link. If you can pull this off right, you're going to see amazing conversions come Black Friday. You want to get people excited about your sale because this is going to make them even more likely to convert. And that's just the reality of email. If people aren't engaged with your emails going into Black Friday, they're not going to be engaged with them when Black Friday comes around. And speaking of that, when November and December roll around, you really should be emailing your list almost daily because you just can't afford not to. By not emailing enough, you miss out on so much money. And so many people just miss your emails because the volume increases. And a subject line can only help you increase your open rate so much. If that email is buried at the bottom of their inbox, it doesn't matter how good your subject line is, it's still not going to get open because you're competing with so many different brands this time of the year. And speaking of competing with brands, this leads us to part two, the offer. So on Black Friday, the competition is fierce. And to overcome this competition, to beat them, to come out on top, you need a good offer. You need a reason for people to go buy from you. But here's a secret that many people don't know. I'm going to share it with you right now. And here's the reality. The reality is that your offer doesn't have to be that amazing because people are already in a buying mood. Now, that doesn't mean doesn't have to be good. Like, you can just give them the worst offer ever, like, I don't know, $1 off your purchase Black Friday. Wow, what a great deal. Like, you can't do that. But your offer, you don't have to give away your whole store for free. You don't have to do some crazy discount like 90% off or 50% off. Or you don't have to do something crazy like that because these people have their wallets out. Their credit card is in one hand and their phone is in the other. So let's talk about discounts for a little bit. So the main offers are percent off, dollars off, and buy one, get one. And you can try free shipping, but unless your shipping is really expensive or you're selling, like, people probably aren't going to go for free shipping. It's just, that's like, most stores already have free shipping to begin with. So you want some sort of offer, and a simple store-wide discount is often the easiest to set up. I like to use this brand Bulb America as an example because they did a Black Friday sale a couple of years back where they did 12% off. 12% off, that was their Black Friday deal. But they did it so well that I guarantee it did well. Like, I guarantee it performed for them because they just, the way they framed it was good, and the offer in terms of the products they featured, they just did a really good job with it. And I'm sure it converted really well, because think about it. That is not a typical offer for them. That's a Black Friday offer. So if they're never doing a discount the rest of the year, that's a big deal. So for example, let's say your typical sale is 10% off. I would consider going up to probably 25 to 30% off for Black Friday. And then I'd come down. I like to kick things up a notch for Black Friday. And then as you get closer to Christmas, and the new year, I like to wind things down a notch. So you start with a big offer, 25 to 30%, something like that. And then you come down to 20 to 25% for Cyber Monday. And this gets people, they just think this in their head, sometimes consciously, sometimes subconsciously, but they think, oh man, is it, the discount was 30% off last time. Now it's only 25% off. I should probably buy before it becomes 20% off. So they buy. I mean, they were going to buy anyway, but this was what really pushed them over the edge. And you want to give people the incentive to order as soon as possible. So start with a higher discount on Black Friday and then lower the offer as the season progresses. And this leads me to part three, timing. So it's a really good idea to start your sale before Black Friday. That way you can beat some of the crowd. You can start a day before or even a week before. Some brands even start in the beginning of November. They start their sale. It's just important that you don't overuse an offer. Like, if you send out the same offer all month long, it's going to become ineffective very, very fast. And the last thing you want is an offer to become ineffective, because then your email list just goes to waste. You don't want to waste your email list. You want to keep them engaged. You want to keep them on their toes. So launch your sale early. Like, you can start it a day before or a week before, like I said, the week of. And just get in their inbox and stay in their inbox for a while. It's okay to keep emailing them. And after you announce your sale and talking about this staying in the inbox, that brings me to the next part, which is part four, the importance of follow-up. So you don't want to just send one email announcing your sale. This is a big mistake that I see a lot of brands make. Sometimes it's because of a lack of preparedness, like people just aren't prepared. So, oh crap, it's Black Friday, let me send out an email real quick. And obviously it does okay. Like, it doesn't do as good as it could have done just because it's such a last minute, last resort kind of thing. So plan, and then, you know, send multiple emails. That's extremely effective strategy. Like I was saying earlier, so many people are competing for the inbox that it's just, it doesn't matter how good your subject line is sometimes, because after you send an email, Macy's sent their email, Target sent their email, five other Shopify stores sent their email. Before you know it, this person, you know, they're stuffed full of turkey or whatever from Thanksgiving, but they never see your email, and they never even see your subject line even, just because the volume just really ramps up November, December. That's why it's really important to follow up. If you run a seven-figure or an eight-figure e-commerce business, that's thousands of dollars per day that you're missing out on. And plus, like I was saying, like so many people are emailing on Black Friday. And that's why it's really important that you're in your subscribers' inbox daily, sometimes twice per day, come Cyber Monday, Black Friday weekend, November, December, holiday sales spike, those times of year. And here's what that might look like. So email number one, for example, this is just a very basic example to get the idea of the follow-up. So Black Friday morning, you announce your sale. Maybe you announced it before that, but just for this example, we're going to say Black Friday morning, you announce the sale. So, hey, everybody, the Black Friday sale is out now. Get X percent off, shop now. Something super simple like that. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about design later. But anyway, the point is you send out your Black Friday announcement the morning of Black Friday. Now, instead of that being your only email, you're going to follow up that evening with an email letting them know that it's their last chance to get in on the sale. You can throw in a countdown timer. That'll increase conversions a lot and do something like that. But the point is you're following up. And these follow-up emails sometimes will even, usually they do as good as the first email. Sometimes they even do better. So if, let's say you do $5,000 from your announcement email, your closing last chance email could do $10,000. Like that's not even a crazy thing. Like it just, that's pretty common with this type of sequence. And then maybe Saturday you extend the sale in the morning. Like, hey, listen, we got such a good response from our sale on Friday and some people missed it and we wanted to give you the chance to get in the action. We've extended it for today only. And then come Saturday night, just a few hours later, you email them and let them know like, hey, listen, we're for real this time. This is your last chance to get in on our Black Friday offer. This is it. And that email will do very well for you. And then you can follow a similar sequence on Cyber Monday. Now, one thing that is very important and very, very, very important, turn up your headphones for this one. An important note is segmentation. You absolutely must be segmenting these emails. And here's what I mean. So imagine this. You order a t-shirt from your favorite brand, and 2 days later, they email you that your shirt is now 50% off. How would you react to that? Would you get mad? I'm not even the type of person who really gets frustrated, like especially at things like that, because I'm just like, ah, what am I going to do about it? But I know that you have crazy customers because I've seen some of your customer support emails. There's some crazy people out there. Am I right? So imagine your craziest customer. They buy a t-shirt from you or whatever you sell. They buy a product from you. And then the next day they get an email telling them the product they just bought is now on sale for an extreme discount. They're going to go crazy. And they're going to leave you a 1-star on Facebook. And they're going to leave you a 1-star on Yotpo. And you can hide the Yotpo, hide the Yotpo review or whatever, delete it. But the Facebook one, that's there to stay. Same with your Google. I don't know. Maybe they report you to the Better Business Bureau. Like this is one of your most crazy customers you've ever had. And yeah, you want to save yourself that headache. So make sure your email list is segmented and that you're not sending emails to people who have purchased in the last 15 days. And if you want someone to take over all of the tedious content creation and segmentation and making sure that you're not contacting these people, I want to invite you to apply for a one-on-one consultation with me. Go to wavebreak.co to apply for your free strategy call. Part 5, effective email design. So pretty emails are great. I love looking at pretty emails. If you want to see some examples of some really good emails, you can go to a website called reallygoodemails.com. It's like a swipe file that's kept of emails. It's like a public swipe file. You can go check it out. They keep track of a lot of really gorgeous emails. So highly recommend them. That's reallygoodemails.com. But anyway, pretty emails are great, but ultimately you want the best of both worlds. You want to make more money and have good looking emails. And that's really, you want good looking emails because they help you make more money. The email that stands out gets clicked on, the email that gets clicked on, the person goes to your site, the person that goes to your site makes a purchase. The more people you can get to your site, the more customers you get, the more money you make. And that's something we pride ourselves on here at Wavebreak. We have emails that look great and perform even better. As far as email structure, I recommend that you keep things simple and focused on a single call to action like shop now or get 20% off. I think a lot of e-commerce brands mess this part up and they overcomplicate their emails and they try to make their emails do 1,000 different things like, hey, check out the sale and check out this blog post and look at this product and enter this giveaway, like all in the same email. But when you ask people to do too many things, they end up doing nothing. So you definitely want to avoid that. So keep things simple, focus on a single call to action. Something like shop now works really well. A/B test that to figure out which works best for you. And you want to make sure your emails look great on mobile. About like 70 to 90% of your emails are probably opened on mobile. You can go into your Klaviyo dashboard and pull up the analytics and find that out. Like, just look at one of your campaigns and check to see how many people are opening it. Like, the lowest mobile open rate, or the split between desktop and mobile that I've seen, like the smallest, was 65%. So that means no matter what, and I've looked at a lot of Klaviyo accounts, like pretty much no matter what, the majority of your subscribers are going to be opening on their phones. That's just how we look at email nowadays. And you want to use big fonts that are easy to read and big call to actions that are easy for people's thumbs to click on. This is really important, and it's becoming more and more important as mobile usage and especially mobile shopping continues to rise. And a quick side note, like if your site isn't mobile friendly, I know like you probably think it is, but go through your checkout process, make sure everything's good to go. Go listen to my episode with Nick DeSabato if you want to learn more about mobile and how you can increase your conversion rate optimization. And we talked about a specific client of his that he found. They were doing you couldn't check out on mobile because of an error, because the way the design was, it was mobile friendly, but like it wasn't. So just be very careful about that. And that's something you want to be careful with about your emails. Like, you want to be sure that you're testing your emails on mobile, that they look good, they're easy to read, and that people can take action from them. The next thing you want to do is, and like, this is kind of like a bonus, like you can feature, if you want to, you can feature some of the products that are on sale, especially bestsellers, things that are going to get people to click and convert. And most importantly, you don't want to just be like scraping this together and making it ugly. Work with a designer who knows what they're doing. Simple emails are hard to pull off, but if you work with somebody who knows what they're doing, they can be a very, very effective. And that brings me to part 6, beyond Black Friday. So all of November and December are huge for email. It's a top 3 channel this time of year, and you want to be sending as often as you can, pretty much daily. And some other ways to do that is you can do like a 10 or 12 days of Christmas special, like 10 days of Christmas, 12 days of Christmas, where you feature different products or categories every single day. You don't need to throw in a discount. You can if you want. Shipping deadline emails are huge. You don't have to throw in a discount, but just let people know that, listen, this is the last day to order and get it before Christmas. And email them on those days. And these emails convert very, very well without giving any extra incentive. Time, like besides discounts, another way you can increase conversions is by using time and using it to create scarcity. And I'll share with you a magical Christmas Eve email that works really well. Basically, the idea is, the concept is like, so many people, they buy all these gifts and they're bound to forget somebody, right? You're probably going to forget somebody. And if you can send people, especially if you're a cool brand and people really like you and you have great rapport with your customers, what you can do is send them an email that's like, hey, did you forget a gift? Order a gift card and we'll email it to you. So it's not like you forgot somebody, and if somebody really likes your brand, like it's just cool, like they already trust you, and it's an easy gift for them to give. It's an impulse to, you know, add another customer to it. And let's like think about that. They're referring somebody to you, and that person might spend even more, come back and order more. Really valuable tool. And here's another email. Here's another advanced email I want to share that you can copy. This is one of my favorites. So one of my favorites emails is the post-Christmas get what you really wanted email. And all you do is you just follow up after Christmas. People have their holiday money and their Visa gift cards, and they're in a buying mood still. They love their gifts. They want more stuff. Like, everybody wants more stuff except those darn minimalists. Get those people off your email list. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, just send that email. It'll perform really well. You'll be surprised. And if you want to turn your email marketing into a top revenue generating channel for your business that you can depend on, head over to wavebreak.co and apply for a call with me. The link is also down in the show notes below. And speaking of beyond Black Friday, I'm going to talk about the rest of the year as well. So beyond Black Friday, the rest of the year can be, like, email can be a very powerful revenue driver, but typically it's left on the back burner. And you really don't want to do this to your email marketing. You don't want to leave it on the back burner, the back burner. But I get it. Like, I get why people leave it on the back burner, because email is hard. It's time consuming. I do it for a living. And it's a lot of work coming up with all the emails, creating them, designing them, making sure they look good, testing them, making sure they're mobile friendly, and doing all these things while making sure you're not leaving any money on the table. And the list really goes on and on. And that's why e-commerce stores hire Wavebreak. They hire us to manage their email marketing for them. And if you've been thinking about delegating your email marketing to an expert team, I want you to go to wavebreak.co and schedule a call with me. I'll walk you through a process. I'll share with you some case studies as well as an ROI with you. I'll share a predicted ROI with you. I'll figure it out and let you know how much money you're leaving on the table with bad email marketing. And I mean, we've got clients doing six figures a month from email who came to us and they were doing $0 a month from email. And we can help you get results like that too. So apply for a call at wavebreak.co. We'll hop on a call. It's no obligation. And I look forward to speaking with you. That about wraps up this episode. I really hope you learned something from it. This is a little insight into our proprietary top secret Black Friday email marketing strategy that we use with our clients at Wavebreak. I know it's not top secret anymore because I just shared it to the world. but if you enjoyed this episode, drop a review on iTunes and let me know what you thought of it. And if you want to work with me, go to wavebreak.co and apply for a call. I'll talk to you soon.